knight drew his deadly sword and slayed the dragon.
Huh? You promised no scary stories.
Fine. So the big strong knight kissed a harmless little magic frog and received his wish of happiness. And the dragon flew away and whatnot. The end. There. That mammy pammy enough for you?
That was very nice, Pop.
Fairy tale land sounds fun.
Yeah, in fairy tale land they ride horses and play all the time and
kiss magic frogs.
Yeah, I wish we was in fairy tale land.
Don't do it, Phil.
Why not?
You don't know where that froggy's been.
I don't care. I wish we was in fairy tale land.
Riding in fairyland.
Wow, it looks just like that picture in the book.
Yeah, there's a castle and horses and knights and...
Oh, this is bad.
What's wrong, Chucky?
What's wrong? Well, if they got castles and horses and knights, then they probably got dragons, too. And dragons eat people, Tommy.
Don't be scared, Chucky. If there were dragons, we would have seen one by now.
Kids in now. Are you two gonna be okay in that thing?
We'll be just fine, Dee. Just because it exploded in the basement.
Please take me with you.
Pop! It's taken me 4 years, but I think I finally cracked the secret to the perfect dragon. Dual controls.
Oh, you've cracked something, all right.
The kids are gonna love this.
Now, we'll get you kids into ye old daycare.
And now, let the jousting tournaments begin.
Oh, look! It's the good knight.
Wow, look at this. What are you looking for, Chucky?
If there's a knight, there's gotta be a dragon around here somewhere.
Mr. Koch, your dragon is here.
Boy, I hope Pickles didn't go overboard again this year.
Man overboard.
Can't we fire him?
He's a volunteer, sir.
Well, you get what you pay for.
Oh, raiseth thy gate, good sir, that I might droppeth off my kids' eth.
Yeah, whatever, lady.
Okay, kids, you play here. I'll be just over there in the stained glass booth. Staining glass.
I like fairy tale land. They got castles and funny clothes and
dragons!
Pop, don't play with the buttons.
Really is a dragon.
And he's fighting your dad.
Your dad sure is brave.
Here, Pop, let me help you.
Oh, no! I think that dragon's eating your dad.
Don't be silly, Chucky. He's probably just... Oh, no! The dragon's eating my dad!
Pop, push that button on the right. Your other right.
Way to go, Philip!
What?
You're the one that wished us into fairy tale land. You should have known there'd be dragons and stuff, and they would eat Tommy's dad.
Well,
Mars, you're Frog Lillian.
Will you kiss that fella?
Hey, you guys, stop squirreling. Look.
The good knight. I bet he can spray the dragon and save your dad.
Come on, we gotta get out of here.
Okay, now if I just push in the clutch and pop it into first.
Ouch! Stop! Ouch! Celebrate! Ouch! Make a poop!
That's it. I'm bringing in a professional. Hey, that's me.
Have a good place for climbing out. You just gotta use your head.
Look, there he is.
Finally, I get to have a little fun. Oh no, the kids! Hang on, Pop.
Whoa, 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 big fella.
Oh, no! They're coming right at us!
Incoming! No!
Turned my best knight into a rusty pile of scrap. And now look what he's doing to my playground.
How many people have to get hurt before they realize that being a guy in a big green suit is no job for an amateur? Poor devil. And now it's too late to help him.
There's an extra $10 in it for you if you can stop him.
$10? Why didn't you say so?
Phil, wish for the good knight to come back.
No, wish for the dragon to spit up.
Save my daddy, Phil.
You know what I really wish? I wish Reptar was here. He could beat anybody.
That's a dumb wish, Philip.
Don't worry, buddy. I'll get you out of there.
The mouth won't open! You need to take off the head!
Thank you.
Turtles, that was one heck of a show. Now remember, next year, it's you and the Reptar Guy, rematch of the century.
Great, Mr. Koch. I think by next year, I can fine-tune the wing runners and get this baby flying like a real dragon. Then I can get the real aerodynamic stuff going, you know, wing walking.
Thanks for saving my dad, Phil.
Good job.
You did so good, Philip.
Nah, you can thank Reptar. He's the real hero.
Congested, huh?
Oh, it's getting worse, Stu. I've tried everything. Decongestants, herbal remedies, chanting. Have you got somewhere I can put this handkerchief?
No.
What's the matter, Chucky?
It's my nose again, Tommy. It's so stuffy I gotta breathe through my mouth and then my tongue dries out and sticks to my teeth.
On really hot days, I suck the juice out of grasshoppers.
It wouldn't be so bad, except it makes the hair on my arm all crusty.
And the solar cells in the sunflower power the electric motor. Ingenious, huh? On a sunny day, you could mow a whole park with this baby.
Well, it's very nice, Stu, but... Well, couldn't you just push it?
Here's an invention you might be able to use, Chaz.
What's that?
It says that famous sinus specialist Dr. Brander has come up with a device that will clear up even the stuffiest nose.
Oh, yuck.
I guess it's worth a try.
Mr. Finster? I am Dr. Brander.
Hello, Doctor.
And you must be Chucky.
Do you really think your invention can help Chucky?
Let me show you something. This is Cheddar, the rat, not the cheese. Observe closely.
No offense, Doc, but... all rats eat cheese.
Ah, but let me show you Cheddar before I treated him with the noserator. Then I applied the noserator prototype.
Amazing. Doc, Chucky's all yours. Don't worry, little fella. It'll be over in just a second.
Stand aside now, Mr. Finster.
You sound funny.
My dad took me to a doctor and she put a big spider on my head and made it jump. And then this morning I waked up and I could breathe, Tommy.
Wow. Is it real different?
Well, I guess so. What do you do when you can breathe in your nose?
Oh, try breathing this.
That gives me a funny feeling in my nose.
That's a smell, Chucky.
Wow. Do other things have that?
Sure.
What else can smell.
You'll get used to it.
Go, Jackie!
I never seen him run so fast before.
I think it's because his nose isn't stuffy no more.
I got him!
Day, isn't it? Smells like blueberries and grandpa feet.
Boy, Chucky, it seems like your new nose can smell everything.
Well, not everything, but I think it is the bestest nose there ever was ever.
Hey, what are you doing? Let's go and make Cynthia.
I think Angelica's in trouble.
Let's go see.
Give me a pigtails.
No, she's mine.
He's going to take her dolly.
Hey, leave her alone. She doesn't have to share if she doesn't want to.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
All the grown-ups in the world.
Buzz off, Cuba.
Chucky, I think we better leave him alone. He's just too big.
Yeah, well, he may be big, but I got my new nose.
Cynthia, where are you? Say something!
Excuse me?
What do you want, Carrot Top? Can't you see I'm playing over here?
I bet. I can tell you everything you had for lunch. And if I'm wrong, you can have Cynthia and our snacks.
Chucky!
But if I win, you have to leave us alone.
Okay. Go ahead.
Open your mouth. Pizza and pudding. And apple juice through a straw.
And so what if you can guess? I'm taking your stuff anyway.
Hey!
You can't do that. You promised.
So what?
So you better keep your promise or I'll tell everybody the other thing you ate.
I didn't eat nothing else.
I think you did, and unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, I think it was broccoli.
You ate vegetables?
Is that broccoli?
I didn't wanna. My mom made me.
Thanks, Chucky. I don't have to give you nothing, do I?
Nope. It's just great to be me, the bestest smeller in the whole world.
Hello?
Mr. Finster, this is Dr. Brander. I'm afraid I have bad news.
What is it, Doc?
I think you'd better come to my office and bring Chucky.
Chucky, who's your friend?
His name's Cheddar. The doctor gave him to me as a present. I guess she figures we belong together.
I don't think you'll both fit in there.
I mean, we belong together because Cheddar's nose is all stuffy again. Pretty soon mine will be too. I'll just be another dumb baby who can't breathe in his nose or do nothing special.
Hey, Carrot Top! Come on, Carrot Top. Sit up so I can kick sand in your face.
No, thank you.
So you don't want to play, huh? How about if I bet you I can take your rat?
Hey, put Cheddar down. He didn't do nothing to you.
Make me.
Give me that.
Hey, quit it.
Fine, Chucky. Chucky. You can do great things being stuffy, too.
Tommy, without my new nose, I'm a nobody. It's over.
You did it, Chucky, and it was because of your stuffy nose.
Wow, I did, didn't I? You're right, Tommy. You know, maybe I won't always be able to catch Spike or smell a daisy, but I'm still me, and I can live my life the bestest way any stuffed-up baby ever did. Right, Cheddar?